Hi, my name is Lisa Plischke, and I'm here to talk about student learning in the 21st century. If we're going to make some changes to move towards 21st century instruction, we need to ask ourselves some questions. What type of student outcomes are we looking for with 21st century learning skills? Students should develop a mastery of core subjects with emphasis on 21st century skills. Working collaboratively with others is an important skill that students will need after graduation. Solving real-world problems and using critical thinking skills is another important outcome of this learning method. Students should be encouraged to find ways to construct meaning in their work rather than just memorizing information. We want them to move from looking to others to evaluate their work to self-assessment. Students need to be able to think critically to determine solutions to problems and evaluate their own performance. Now that we know what student outcomes we are looking for, what support systems are needed to prepare our students to use 21st century skills? First, standards need to be updated to focus on these 21st century skills. These standards should emphasize deep understanding of material as well as engage students in real-world tasks. Core subjects should be integrated across the curriculum. Curriculum and instruction should be designed to engage students in using critical thinking skills. Classroom environment should be engaging and create excitement about solving real-world problems. Assessment should demonstrate mastery of 21st century skills. For example, digital portfolios can show student progression towards goals over time. Professional development should support teachers in providing appropriate instruction and evaluating student performance. Additionally, students should have flexibility to move beyond traditional grade-level groupings. In conclusion, we as teachers need to think about what we are preparing our students for. Do we want them to be ready for a past they will never experience, or to be able to meet the challenges of the future? I challenge each of you to start with one change in your classroom that will incorporate a 21st century learning perspective. Together, we can help our students meet the future.